You're listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout.
Welcome to Radio Free Readout, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. And I just want to say that I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving this last week. And I hope that you were able to follow the assignments that you were given over the last couple of weeks to learn about the true meaning of Thanksgiving and our American heritage and the true cost of liberty. I've given you some assignments over the last couple of weeks to learn about the Constitution as a foundation, and then last week gave you several resources to look at so you can learn really what the true meaning of Thanksgiving is. And I just hope that that was a blessing for those of you who were able to look at that and look at those resources and watch the video and read the material. It's really important for us to get a hold of that, those roots. Now, tonight we had some technical difficulties right up until the time of the broadcast. So we didn't get those ironed out in time. So what I did was I just pre-recorded an announcement because we're not able to do the full show. We're going to have everything ironed out by, late tonight. So we'll be back in business and we'll be back on schedule. And in fact, tomorrow I will be doing a partisan radio podcast episode that will be uploaded late tomorrow afternoon. So be looking for that. And all that material is almost about 90% done and ready to go. So I'll be putting that together for you guys. I know you've missed those. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to put one out. So thank you for that. Or thank you for your patience and your understanding. And also thank you for your prayers and your support. That means so much. And also because of the rising costs as we grow, I want to thank you guys for your financial support. Those of you who have pledged $5, $10, $25 a month, $30 a month, whatever it is, to all that adds up. And we are surviving. So thank you very much. It's just such a blessing. And I just want to let you guys know that some of you who send things in, you know, send $20 in anonymously, that doesn't go unnoticed. I'm very grateful. And, you know, even though you want to remain anonymous, I just want to let you know that we are just so grateful for that. And we're appreciative. Okay. Now, there are some announcements that I wanted to make. Yesterday on the terrestrial Radio Free Readout over the AM and FM broadcast, commercial broadcast stations at the American Christian Network and KTW out of Spokane, we had the privilege of interviewing Mark Goodwin, author of the American Exit Strategy and the Days of Noah series. He's also the man behind the microphone and the keyboard over at the podcast and the blog Prepper Recon, and you can go check them out at PrepperRecon.com and go back and listen to the interview. It was a really good discussion. We talked about his books. We talked about current events. We talked about preparedness, several different things. And of course the time always goes fast, but it's always really good to have him on. Also going to be lining up an interview with Glenn Tate, the author of 299 Days book series. But let me just get to these announcements real quick, and then I'll let you go. And also, we've got a episode. Thank you, Fox 519, for putting an eye on the economy together for us this evening for our education and enjoyment. Now, yesterday when I interviewed Mark Goodwin, there's some things we didn't get to put out to the audience because we were running out of time. I just want to make sure everything that got out there. All three books in the trilogy of the Days of Noah series, that's The Conspiracy, and then book two is Persecution, and book three is Perdition. Those are all out on the Kindle edition is only 99 cents each now through Cyber Monday. So from Friday through this coming Monday, those are available. He also has his IFAC kits. That's the individual first aid kits. You go to PrepperRecon.com to look and see what's in those. Those are great kits, and those are on sale also through Monday. And they've got some other really good deals, some great breaks over there, and help support a Patriot-owned business. And you guys get to make out because the prices have been lowered so much. Other announcements. You can go over to, don't forget, the Amron store, the web store, .amron.com, to buy, you know, your Radio Free Redoubt and Amron gear, t-shirts, bumper stickers, and things like that. And we've got hats on order. So those should be coming. We're expecting those within about a week, and we'll let you know when those are up, but be looking for those. Now, one of the ways that helps us is we have an Amazon affiliate account set up with Amazon.com, and there's a lot of books, gear, videos, and equipment that we have reviewed ourselves, what we use personally, or that others have, you know, numerous listeners and Amron operators have highly recommended certain gear, and we want to pass that along to you guys, folks that are looking for good quality gear, and we put that in the Amazon affiliate store so that you have those available to you. But anytime, just if you want to help support Radio Free Readout, I just want to remind you, when you click on the Amazon store link through Radio Free Readout, it attaches Radio Free Readout to that link up to, I think it's 48 hours. If you buy something from Amazon, if you're already going to go buy something, Leatherman or a barbecuer or a pair of boots or anything like that, doesn't have to be related to Amron or Radio Free Readout. They pay an affiliate fee, and it's a small percentage, but it all adds up and it helps. So we're appreciative. You guys think of that when you're going to go check something out on Amazon. Go to Radio Free Readout and then click on that Amazon link. That'll take you to Amazon, and then do your shopping. It doesn't cost you any more. It's just a matter of whether the merchant gets to pocket that or they fork out, you know, 20 cents or 30 cents or 10 cents on the dollar or whatever the floating scale is there. But that does also help. The other thing, speaking of Glenn Tate and trying to get him on and lined up, the 299 Days book series, they have Audible, which is the company that makes the audio versions of those. They've got book two, The Collapse, and book three, The Community. Those were selected by Audible for a sale, which will be going on through Monday. It began on Friday, and it features the book at $4.95. Regularly, it's $19.95. And the sale's open to all listeners. Customers do not need to be an Audible member to participate. And it's set to end this coming Wednesday, December 2nd at midnight Pacific time. I also want to point you to KD Armor because right now, if you guys are in the market for stuff, these guys have some great deals, and I don't want to let you go without realizing KD Armor also has some deals on right now. Now through, it's Friday through Monday, so tomorrow, you get 15% off everything store-wide, including shipping. And that when you go to add that to the cart, the discount price is shown when you check out. And you don't have to have a special code. Normally, you get a discount, 10% off, for typing in John Jacob as your coupon code. But right now it's 15% off everything at katiearmor.com. Check them out as well. Also, Works Holsters, custom-made holsters and magazine pouches. Those they have a combo discount. If you buy any custom holster and any custom mag carrier, you receive 10% off your entire order over there. And don't forget to check out our newest sponsor, Strategic Landscape Design. Want to give them a warm welcome and call them, email them, visit their site, and also thank them for supporting Radio Free Readout. And this is a chance for you folks in the market to support a Patriot-owned business as well. They have, for building a secure and productive, self-sufficient property, Strategic Landscape Design. You guys remember when we talked to James Rawls a couple weeks ago, talking about his new book that's coming out, and it's titled Land of Promise. It is a fictional story about the building of a brand new nation built on Christian biblical principles. And this fictional country is like somewhere in Central Africa, you know, southern part of Sudan, northern part of Kenya. But it doesn't matter. The principles can be applied anywhere where a new country could be formed. Very informative. I know we've got a lot of James Rawls followers and fans in this audience. Don't forget to check that out, because that is going to be available December 1st. He's asking if everybody can wait till December 1st before you place your order for Land of Promise to really try to drive those numbers up. And that is pretty much a wrap. I will recycle this probably two or three things, three times tonight for the live listening audience Sunday evening. For those of you who are tuning in late, wondering where we went tonight, we had some technical difficulties and that precluded us from being able to get the show streaming and operational. That will be taken care of tonight. Not a problem. We will be fully operational and on schedule after tonight. And tomorrow we will be putting out a Partisan Radio podcast episode, volume, what is that, volume 27, volume 26. I have to look. But I've got all the notes together, all ready to put together for that. Thank you, guys, and God bless all of you. Have a great week. Thank you so much for the support and the letters of encouragement. And I just, I love you guys. What a great, great group of folks. With that, we'll turn this over to Fox 519 with the Eye on the Economy. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you're listening to Radio Free Readout. Good night.
Well, another Black Friday has passed with more greed, more deaths, and more people taking on debt. Just a symptom of a bigger problem in the world today. While the world was watching people stomp each other to death for cheap crock pots and crappy TVs, major news erupted about one of our U.S. territories and how they are close to economic collapse. Hello, everyone. This is Fox 519 here, and I'm bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Readout. Hello, everyone. This is Fox 519 here. Do you have a special service or solution that would benefit preppers and patriots in our audience? Well, we're in need of a new sponsor for Eye on the Economy, and this spot could be yours. Each week, we reach over 50,000 households in the readout. If you're interested, contact me, Fox 519, at Fox 519 at RadioFreeReadout.com today. And now, on with Eye on the Economy. Well, welcome back, and I'm glad to know that many of our listeners listened to our advice and stayed away from Black Friday shopping, especially with the threats of ISIS hitting possible soft targets. Glad to know you're all safe. But while the world was focusing on killing each other for cheap Chinese-made appliances, Puerto Rico was making major news regarding its debt. The Commonwealth is desperately trying to restructure some $72 billion in debt while staring down a $354 million bond payment due December 1st. What makes up some $270 million payment due next week is GO debt, guaranteed by the National Public Finance Guarantee Corp. Defaulting on that debt is bad news, and as Moody's warned earlier this month, a mispayment on the Commonwealth's highest priority obligations would, quote, likely trigger legal action from its creditors, commencing a potentially drawn-out process absent swift federal intervention. Yeah, nothing our government does is swift, and frankly, they just don't have the money to do so. Now, a Senate Judiciary Committee headed by Iowa Republican Charles Grassley will meet on December 1st to discuss a legislative proposal to assist the Padilla government, but it's hard to imagine that any decision will be made in time to avert at least a partial default. Ultimately, the decision will be between the paying bondholders to ensure that the government can continue to provide public services. And just as Greece prioritized pensions over IMF payments last summer, Padilla isn't likely to sacrifice public interest at the altar of the island's debtors. No, I don't believe that. Just like with Greece, the island nation of Puerto Rico is going to decide how to come up with that money. $72 billion is a huge amount. It may not be $18 trillion by any means, but for a nation of 3.8 million residents, that is a massive amount they are having to look to figure out how to come up to make ends meet on. Mark my words, everyone. They will tap the deposits of their citizens, but it's also possible that we will take on Puerto Rico's debt. Either way we look at it, it'll be a rocky future for the U.S. as one of its territories shows what will soon happen to our own economic system. Now, in other world news, if you haven't heard of Quantum Dawn, you probably should brush up on your bank hacking drills. In fact, on Wednesday of this week, there was over 80 of the largest financial institutions launched a massive coordination drill called Quantum Dawn 2. According to this news story by MarketWatch, more than 80 financial institutions in America ran this, quote, cyber attack game plan that simulated the hacks of exchanges, breaches of data, and outages. Now, this is the third cyber war exercise since 2011 that the institutions have all held together. Financial industry experts are telling us that a system-wide attack upon the financial sector is a very low probability. Yeah, I don't believe that. And if it were to happen, it would immediately become a high-impact event that could lead to absolutely devastating consequences nationwide, you think? Now, just so you know what they tested, here are the five categories they looked at. Quote, domain name hacks, threats to knock a financial firm offline unless a ransom is paid, breaches to customer data, well, that one's already happened, loss of connection with trade data processors or compromise of those logins, that's already happened, and failed transaction due to malware, that's already happened. Now, after hearing about all this, I have to ask, should we be concerned? Well, yes. Now, it's a good idea to keep an eye on these big criminal banks and what they're doing. I know. I was on the inside for 14 years. Even more important is that when we see big drills or, quote, practice runs going on, we realize that they are preparing for an event. Whether that event is a, quote, real cyber attack, which we know items 3 through 5 have already taken place, but we don't know if this is a false flag attack orchestrated from within. We have been witnessing many cyber attacks recently that they're geared towards either the government or private sector, and in my opinion, we are witnessing the devastating event upon our own banking system that I think is conducted from within. With our nation in deep moral trouble and an ever-rising national debt we're likely never to pay off, I wouldn't put it past these mega banks who have caused all the problems to simply launch a coordinated series of false flag attacks upon themselves in an attempt to get out of the mess that they have caused. It's highly probable. So what are the results of Quantum Dawn? Well, Wall Street banks got a great F, as shared from the CyberOms.com and KrebsOnSecurity.com websites. And that always makes me ask one question. How many of you are prepared for a complete collapse of our banking system here in America? Ponder that question over the next week. Now, Mrs. Fox 519 wanted to pass along some holiday hellos as well and had some friendly advice for you mail preppers and patriots out there. Gentlemen, when you're in the mall shopping this year, hold your wife's hand. Do you know why? If you let go, she'll go shopping. So it appears romantic, but it's also economic. So we just want to send our season's greeting from the Eye on the Economy family to you out there listening. Well, thanks again. And for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, The Way I See It. Drudge Report today announced that on the evening of June 24th, ABC News would, quote, have anchor Charlie Gibson deliver world news from the Blue Room of the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, the White House. The report went on that ABC plans a primetime special, Prescription for America, originating from the East Room, excluding opposing voices on the debate over socialized medicine. In recent years, many have raised concerns over the objectivity of the major media. Indeed, the presidential election of 2008, with its lack of transparency and hard questions of certain candidates, reinforced those concerns. But to have a major news organization broadcast from inside the White House with the objective of promoting socialized medicine without debate is proof positive that at least one major media outlet is no longer free. Thomas Jefferson opined on the subject to John Tyler in 1804, quote, our first object should therefore be to leave open to him all the avenues to truth. The most effectual hitherto found is the freedom of press. It is, therefore, the first shut up by those who fear the investigation of their actions. In this case, the press has not been shut up, but co-opted. This development is eerily similar to Pravda, the official news source in the former Soviet Union. Pravda means truth in Russian, but as the Russian people quickly learned, it never was. It was simply another branch of government promoting the agenda of the powers that be. Combined with the other attempts to massively expand our government, this development should raise the eyebrows of every American. I predict this will hasten the shift of more and more Americans away from major media to internet news sources. But this begs the question, will the government co-opt or control that next? Based on what we are already witnessing, this may come sooner than we think. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening.